Hi there. The word for you today is on courage. In Ezra 10 verse 4 we read, "Rise up, this matter is in your hands. Take courage and do it." Pastor Andy Stanley writes, and I quote, "I keep a little card in my desk that reads, 'Dream no small dreams, for they stare not the hearts of men.' More than once that simple statement has kept me from retreating from my dreams. I know from experience that it's impossible to lead without a dream. When leaders are no longer willing to dream, it's only a short time before followers are unwilling to follow. So dream. Dream big. Dream often. Somewhere in those random ideas that flood your mind is one that will capture your heart and imagination. And that seemingly random idea may be very small, but it can evolve into a vision for your life. Every great accomplishment begins as a dream in somebody's heart. All dreams, when you think about it, are created twice. First in your mind, and then in your life. Dreamers allow their minds to wander outside the boundaries of what is, creating a mental picture of what can be. They're not always the most talented or the best educated, just the ones who refused to put brackets around their thinking or to limit themselves to what others have done. Now, let's get real here. Doing this requires courage. Lots of it. On the heels of every dream, there's a demon of doubt. No sooner is your dream conceived than your mind is suddenly filled with all the reasons why it may not work. And there will be folks around you who'll be quick to confirm those fears. There really will. In spite of that, you've got to forge ahead and dream. Otherwise, you'll spend the rest of your life fulfilling somebody else's dream. So here's the scripture for you today. Rise up. This matter is in your hands. Take courage and do it.